Okay. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, depending on your location. This is Leadership Talk with Adegoke. And also, I'm privileged to also collaborate with Coach Joy, Princess Joy, on our podcast. And this is just a session where we're going to be adding value as usual. And I just want to say that I'm pleased, I'm privileged to be sharing the platform with Coach Joy. She has so much to add this wonderful, wonderful day. And I'm sure that you learn a lot. So, Coach Joy, how are you today?
Thank you, Coach Adegoke. I'm doing great. Today is a beautiful day, and I'm glad to be alive and I'm well. Thank you very kindly for having me in this session.
Thank you. Thank you. Amazing. This is the second session we're having with you. The last one was leadership and synergy, and that was really awesome. That was a special one, and I have no doubt that this is also going to be amazing and special as well. Okay, so the topic today is leadership and personal budgeting, and I know as a finance expert that is your terrain, and I have no doubt that you're going to be adding so much content to this. Now, can you please introduce yourself, Coach Joy?
Okay, thank you very kindly. I've been on this show before, and I will say my name is Joy Ujakovo. I'm an accountant, a finance expert, a pension expert, a Toastmaster, and I'm also passionate about helping people grow both in their personal and financial life. I'm all about ensuring that as I grow, people around me are also growing. I like to share what I know and ensure that when I'm sharing, I'm adding value. So that's in short a brief about me.
Awesome, awesome. Now, can you just tell us one fun thing about you?
People say that accountants don't like to have fun, but I tell you that I have fun. I love to dance. And you know that I also love singing. My children at times they laugh at me
Wow.
when they listen to my voice, but I sing and I also dance.
Wow, that's so good. I mean, an accountant that sings and dance as well. That's a combo. Wow. Okay, now let's go into the nitty-gritty. Now, can you share a personal experience about you as a leader and how you're able to your master your personal budget, how you're able to in the area of personal budgeting? Can you just share with us your experience
Yes,
as a
thank you
leader?
very much for that question. I would like to say that what is budgeting? Let's start with that. Budgeting is all about,
Okay.
especially when it comes to your personal finances. Almost everybody, should at one point or the other have a budget. Because what is a budget? A budget is all about looking at your inflows in terms of your income and then your outflows in terms of your expenses. So, as an individual, as far as you have an income and you have an expense, you should create a budget because a budget is a plan of how you're going to spend whatever it is that is coming in as income. Nigeria has a budget. My company has a budget. Every entity has a budget. So, why not you as an individual? So, as an individual, as a leader, it is really essential and crucial for you to ensure that you have a budget. This is necessary for you to be able to live a balanced life. People think that as a leader, you are entitled to everything. Everything comes to you just by the raise of hand. No, you have an income, and that income is something that is not unrestricted. It may be that it is bigger than what some other people may have in terms of the value. However, you also have expenses as well. So you need to have a grasp of it. Know what is coming in as an income. Know what your expenses are so that you can plan and people can and look up to you that somebody that, oh, he has, he's a leader, he earns a lot, and he's also able to plan and ensure that he achieves his financial goals and also be a role model. As a leader, you must be a role model. So being able to role model how you are managing your finances as well is also very important. That's awesome. Why I would say budgeting is required, especially for you as a leader. Being able to have a firm control of your expenses, you're able to gain clarity on how you spend your expenses, and you know what you are expecting as income and how you are spending it, really makes you a leader.
Wow, awesome, awesome. Right, well said, well said. I'm still going to, you know, ask you, you know, to try and put it in the Nigerian context, although, you know, so much is happening in Nigeria right now for those who have even have a budget, personal budget, and there's some disruptions going on, you know. But I'll ask you that question right after this one. So what are the common misconceptions or myths about budgeting that you've encountered?
Okay, so for me, it is people think that it's only people who are enlightened, people who are educated, that should have a budget. Oh, why should I plan when, how much am I even getting? No, that is not correct. Irrespective of how much you are getting, even if you are a student, your parents gives you a fixed amount as allowance. You need to plan for how you're going to spend it. You need to know how much you're going to spend for transportation, for feeding, for clothing, you know, for going out, having fun, because, I mean, it's all part of it anyway. So how are you able to allocate that income to your expenses? So that is a myth that it's only people who have more than enough or who are well-placed that should have a budget. No. Everybody, irrespective of what you are, you need to be clear about what you're expecting as an income and how you're going to spend it. So people also say that only people who are owing, so for example, I've taken a loan, the repayment is so much, it's only so mainly I make that repayment, I only have a small amount left, so I need to plan for that. No, it's not only people who are in debt. If you are in debt, yes, it's really good for you to plan, but then if you have any form of income coming in, please do not hesitate to ensure that you have a budget. So those are just a few of the common misconceptions. And people also think that as a leader, you should be you are not restricted, you know. And some people also say, oh, maybe a budget also restricts you because you have set a plan, you want to stick with it. No. It is a plan, and definitely life happens. Things might change. The purpose of the budget is just to guide you, for you to be really conscious and intentional about your finances.
Yes,
so when things happen along the line, you can actually change. That's why there's also provision for review. You know, you can review on a monthly basis, on an annual basis, you know, building that provision to be able to review your budget. So those are the common misconceptions that people have, which really may not be true about budgeting. You are not restricted at all. You can build in interesting things. You want to go on vacation, you want to plan for it, you want to go and watch a movie with your family. Just be sure that you have planned for it so that when the expense comes, it doesn't come as a surprise and you are not now able to meet up with other things that are equally important. So those are some of the misconceptions.
Well done. Okay, so how can leaders stay motivated and accountable when managing their personal budget, especially in the face of unexpected expenses, you know? Right now, the fuel situation in Nigeria, you know, it's just been increased by about almost 30 to 40%. You know, so how can a leader stay motivated, you know, when you have your costs just spiraling, you know, even as an organization, you know, staff salaries and everything has been disrupted right now. Can you speak to that, please?
Yeah, we all know the situation in Nigeria now, escalating costs. I was discussing with my sister yesterday. I said, I bought this phone 578 or there's something like that at an NNPC station, and today it's almost 1,000 naira. You know, that is the reality. You have to understand that there are some things that you cannot change. You have to accept it as it is, you know. So, and you can only stay motivated if you know that you have made a budget, you have a plan. Whatever the situation is, at least you may not have planned 100% for this massive increase, but you have a plan. To stay motivated, look at areas where you can cut down on so that you are not caught unawares. And that is why it is really important that you also build a slack into that budget. So in the event that things happen, okay, what can you do? In addition, an emergency fund is also recommended, that if you are building a budget, also make sure that you have put in place an emergency plan so that when things like this happen and you need to bend over backwards to be able to incur some additional extra costs that you have not planned for, that's your emergency fund. You know, you can go into it to just tide you over, depending when you can recalibrate and then fall back to your plan. So stay motivated by just accepting it, that it has happened. You have to deal with it. You are not the only one that is affected. Everybody else is affected. And you practice mindfulness just to ensure that, you know, you are focused and don't get distracted. And be in a position, and as a leader, you should also be in a position to encourage others. So if you come out, you are flustered, you are, you know, not happy, you know, how do you then expect the people working with you to deal with it? That's the responsibility of leadership, you know. So stay motivated, ensure that you show encouragement to the people around you, and ensure that you also maintain that slack, that emergency fund in your budget that can help you tide over, depending where you're able to stabilize, recalibrate, and then move on.
Thank you so much. If you're just joining us, this is Leadership Talk with Adegoke, and I'm also I have with me the hosts of the podcast,
The Good Life Podcast.
Princess Joy. Yeah, Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. Yes. So, Joy Ojakavo. So, it's such an honor, and she's sharing on leadership and personal budgeting. Now, can you share some practical tips or tools that can help leaders better track and manage their expenses?
Coach Agokeke, I will tell you that I'm a stickler for tracking your expenses. I even have a podcast on tracking and how it has helped me. Tracking is something that a leader should do, because when you track your expenses, you actually know where your expenses, where you are spending too much and where you need to cut down, and areas where you can also build in that emergency fund. So I would say that you should have an app on your phone. My sister was asking me yesterday, oh, Joy, you mentioned about an app. I've not been able to download it. I said, what? It's so easy. Bring your phone. Let's do it right now, you know. So immediately she downloaded the app, and I said, you will start today. Because when you have clarity, when you know exactly where your expenses are going to, at times it may really be surprising. You find that you're spending too much on clothes, you're spending too much on eating out, you're spending a lot on gifts. At times, you know, you get so carried away when people come and ask you for money, you're spending and just giving out Meanwhile, you're supposed to, you know, have a bit of restriction. So it's not as if you don't want to give, but you should be able to track it and know when to stop. So having that spending tracker on your phone, it helps you to, you know, manage your expenses. And I also have a method that is called the 50-30-20 rule.
Okay.
That I would recommend to any leader to use. You ask me, what is that rule? The 50 means spend 50% of your income on things that are really, really needed. Things that, like your rent, maybe your vehicle repairs, your insurance, you know, ensure that 50% of your income, maximum 50% of your income goes into that. There are things that you cannot do without. You must, I mean, live in a house. You must maybe purchase electricity, things like that. 50% of your income. Then
that's right.
30% should go on discretionary things. Things that are not essential, but you need them just for your purpose of lifestyle anyway, like subscription to Netflix, you know, things of that nature. They are not necessary because probably there are options. You can watch your ATA. But you know, if you need to splurge on yourself, don't do more than 30%. Then 20%, that's where you now have your savings. You have to save for your retirement. Okay. You're working today, you are a leader, you are getting all the perks of office. When you retire, are you making plans for it? Ensure that you are putting money aside for your retirement, for any emergency situation. So ensure that 20% of your income, it's not necessarily that it must be 50, 30, 20, but that's having that goal, that mindset that, you know, this is how I will intend to manage my income and I'm planning for it like this, will also help you. So those are some of the tools that you can use as a leader to actualize and really be on track with your budget.
Fantastic, fantastic. Wow. It's been an amazing session. I mean, the questions are very powerful, but your responses are also spot on. Right. Now, what are some of the resources or guidance that you recommend so to our listeners who are seeking to enhance their budgeting skills? I know you've mentioned some apps. Are there any other resources?
Yeah, there are several books.
To recommend?
Yeah, I would say that there are several books that you can read. I'm not going to be specific now, but if you are really intentional about knowing about this topic, you can go to the internet and look at books that can help you, that can educate you. And you can also look out for experts in that field. You cannot do it alone. You know, you can look out for experts on that field, on financial planning, and get professional advice, especially for us as a leader. Our time is limited. We are, you know, pressed for time because we're doing a lot of strategic things. You know, you need to look at a financial planner to help you to budget and make sure that you are on track. But at the end of the day, responsibility still lies on you to ensure that you are knowledgeable and you're able to take control and make the investment on yourself for you to be able to have a good life. Exactly.
Awesome, awesome. And no other better person to talk about finances is the host of the Good Life podcast, Coach Joy Ojakovo. And please feel free to, you know, check her out, our podcast, our past episodes on Apple, also on Spotify, the Good Life podcast. Right. We're almost there. So now, fun time. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to splurge on an expensive gift for yourself?
Thank you for that question, Coach Adegoke. Okay. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, I will splurge on an expensive item, let's say 5. 5, and you ask me why. I would say 5 because it's not something that I would do every time. Maybe once a year, yeah, and I would have included it in my budget.
Wow.
So I would say 5. Wow, I would that's not go and splurge on myself anytime, except I plan for it and to just make me feel happy.
Yeah. Coach, I agree with you, you know, because I didn't used to have a budget. I was just, you know, as an entrepreneur, I've earned a lot of money and somehow I mismanaged it at, you know, at a stage in my career. And I paid dearly for it because, you know, it set me back in so many ways. But since I, you know, learned my lesson and I've become more disciplined, there's been, you know, more traction in what I do as a coach. And also as a leader and as a father and husband and, you know, so many roles that I play. So I believe strongly that this topic is so important, particularly right now, even all over the world. You know, there's been some disruption. And for anyone that is discerning, you know, we have to really have a personal budget. You know, the older you get, you know, in terms of your ability to earn, continues to shrink. So you must be able to have a budget and also go into the area of investment, which is, I'm sure your subsequent podcast will address those areas. So I just want to celebrate you and thank you for the depth of knowledge that you've been able to share on this podcast. So
Thank you.
The last but not the least question is, how can listeners find you on social media?
Okay, thank you very much for that. I, as you have already mentioned, I have a podcast, the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. I'm on Apple, Spotify, and other podcast sharing platforms. If you just type in the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy, you will find me. I'm also on Instagram, the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy, and on Facebook, the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. You can find me there. Please follow me, like, listen to my podcast. Thank you.
Wow, and amazing session. You heard it from the lady herself, Coach.
Yeah, I want to say apply the principles that I
don't
share.
Don't just listen.
Don't just listen, yes, because it's all about giving you the good life.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much. I love the 50-30-20 principle. You know, I'll try and, you know, recalibrate and apply it, you know, even to my own, you know, in terms of my budget. Yeah. So there you have it. It's been another powerful session. Leadership Talk with Adegoke and also Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. It's been a double, you know, a combo, you know, a collaboration between myself and Princess Joy. We're showing up massively, you know, to add value all over the globe. And so please feel free to, you know, listening to our past episodes, mine on Leadership Talk with Adegoke and also the Good Life Princess Joy. So until same time next time, have a wonderful day. Thank you, everyone. Oh, you want to say bye-bye to the listeners?
Stay well, everyone. Bye.
Yeah,
have a good day.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you.